Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Hold on. We'll get to each of you. Dick of Madison, my friend. You are first. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Man, I got a weird angle I'm going to throw at you about this thing with Putin and the Ukraine. I heard it yesterday, and I buy into it that, first of all, we are almost knowing as fast as he does stuff that what he's doing over there, which tells me, or what I was told in this little article, that there's a lot of leaking going on. In other words, here's the guy that was the former head of the KGB, and practically everything that they've done, you know about, or what they're going to do practically before they do it. The other thing is, now there's somewhat of a small pullback. I know it's very minuscule, but it's a start. And why would he destroy the markets for his natural gas, which he will do? Plus, his people don't want this. I think it's going to become a folly, and he's going to fold the tent at some point.
Yeah, you know, that's a very interesting point, and I'm going to address it after the next caller. But basically, I think what Putin is doing is a scam to get some kind of concessions now, get attention for himself, get some reduction of pressure by NATO. But I think you're absolutely right. When he met with Sergey Lavrov, that was a fake. That's his foreign service guy. They sit at the long end of a table, and the idea is Sergey Lavrov is going to plead with him to get him to do what? To, you know, keep up diplomacy. It's a good cop, bad cop. It's a joke. The two communist murderers and thieves who now are organized crime murderers and thieves. It's a joke. You know, Mr. Bones, what do you think, Mr. Bones? Well, I don't know, Mr. Bones. I'm going to talk about that a little more. I want to develop that a little more. We're going to the next line. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I'll shift gears a little bit here. I've been seeing a lot of the programming you know, because it's Black History Month. That I'd like, you know, Clefish and Nicholson and Rantham to all to describe critical race theory, to actually define what it means, because do they not want our children to learn about what age is age appropriate to learn about that slavery existed in this country? You know, that the recent history, I mean, it's within our lifetimes, yours and mine, Matt, that I mean, that it wasn't legal for blacks and whites to marry. I mean, and it's something that kids today just, you know, take as a matter of course. I mean, that interracial dating and you know, to stretch it even further, I mean, that they see gay relationships and the Republicans are all freaked out about that, that kids aren't supposed to hear anything about that until what age? I mean, it is just, society is changing, and we see it on the commercials, even on television, where we see, you know, they're selling product based on, you know, mixed families and gay couple families, and that what, I mean, it forced these guys to actually just tell us what critical race theory is, because it's just a red herring that's thrown out there to their base, and their base doesn't know what it means, and that do they want to just to forgive the phrase whitewash American history to say, well, nothing really bad happened in the past, and the reason we're supposed to learn about this stuff is we don't repeat the mistakes of the past, and we accept the fact that these things did exist and injustice did exist in this country and it continues to exist in this country. And we need to confront it each and every day. Apparently, like, once again, these battles we thought were won, you know, we have
to. Right, you're raising a good point, Mark, and I want to build on something you just said that's very, very important, because in terms of what's age appropriate, if kids in kindergarten or first grade, there are different things that they should be hearing than eighth grade and then senior in high school. But what I want to get to is something the Republicans have put in as a bill. This bill says that the students can sue the professors, and they want to limit any discussion of history to things like objective documents like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Well, somebody from the UW pointed out and said, well, you know, we're a university. We don't just give them a document to read and not explain it. Are you saying that the historian can't then describe what the circumstances were of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, what the competing economic interests were, between Virginia and Massachusetts, between a mercantile ocean-going economy that had gotten rid of, or was about to get rid of slavery, and one that depended on slavery. What is slavery? Are you saying that we can only show them the document? And the point is that critical race theory, in a sense, doesn't exist, because in any teaching of history, you teach the complete history, and you don't, you're not judgmental, but what you say is, look, this is what happened, but here are the underlying economic forces. What, you're not going to teach them about the Civil War? Are you kidding? The Civil War, you're not going to teach them about it? Or you do, you say, well, somehow folks from Alabama and New York got into it, and we don't know why. I mean, come on. Come on. Very, very good point. I want to get back to Dick of Madison, however, on Ukraine. Ukraine, this whole thing about Ukraine is a fake. I don't think that Russia is going to invade. They poisoned the Western-oriented candidate in 2004. They put in jail the Ukrainian, complete, you know, the Quislings, the puppets of Russia, in 2016. The woman who ran was pro-Western. They put her in jail. Russia wants to control Ukraine the way it used to, through poisoning and incarceration. They do not have to invade. If they invade, they can't tolerate the economic sanctions. This is all a joke. And the other thing is, when Russia says, well, we want assurances and guarantees, for what? To protect what? They have produced nothing of value since the 19th century. They produced Pushkin, they produced Dostoevsky, they produced Tchaikovsky and Mussorgsky. Then they went communist, Lenin, Stalin. Then their literature in the 20th century is about the Gulag and how bad it is. If you want to hear about how bad a Russian prison is, read The House of the Dead by Dostoevsky from the 19th century. Flog them, the rascal, harder, the orphan. That's Russia. They export cancer. No one wants cancer. They exported cancer into Hungary in 1956. They exported cancer into Czechoslovakia in 1968. They're importing cancer, exporting it into Ukraine now, poisoning and throwing people in jail in 2004 and 2016. They want to do it again. Zelensky's magnificent. What a guy. I don't think they are going to invade, because they invade by proximity, because they're so big. But they're a joke economically. Their economy is the size of Italy. It's vastly larger than Italy and so on. They basically are a gas station located in a junkyard, in a bad neighborhood with bad neighbors. All around them, China, all the rest of them, all the Islamic countries to the south. They're a joke. But they have nuclear weapons. So we got to tickle them under the chin with a turkey feather and say, we don't want your cancer. We'll try to assuage your vanity somehow. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.